There's nothing better than putting your feet up after a day's back-breaking work. In the 19th century, plantation owners used a specific chair. Called, naturally enough, the planter's chair, the wooden frame had a deep seat and long, sloping back made from woven rattan or cane to allow airflow. What really marked it out were the extended armrests, which enabled you to sling your legs over them. Some versions even had a second pair of arms that could be swung out to provide a rest for each leg, but which could be folded away when not in use. A version appeared in Australia, commonly called the squatter's chair. Its main difference was the seat, which was little more than a length of canvas or cotton ticking slung between the seat back and the front, like a hammock. Some had a padded headrest to add extra comfort. All supported the same relaxed posture, somewhere between sitting and lying, a precursor to the recliner chair found in many people's living rooms today. There isn't a single design that sparked off the idea. Variants are found around the world, from tobacco plantations in Cuba and cotton plantations in America's Deep South, to the tea and rubber plantations of Southeast Asia. Today, they add a prosaic heritage touch to luxury hotel verandas in these same regions. In more genteel times, because the planter's chair required you to put your legs up, it was seen as off-limits for women. This, then, is a man's chair, and an alpha male chair at that. It was to be enjoyed by the wealthy owner, or at least his agent, while a servant pulled off his boots and another served a cooling drink. It's rare to find a piece of furniture that is so gender-oriented. They occasionally crop up in the prim households of the 19th century, with grandmother and grandfather chairs, one lower and daintier than the other. Gender-specific chairs were made to support gendered tasks, hence nursing chairs and sewing chairs for women. A ship's captain had a man-of-action swivelling chair, and the hefty club armchair was designed for men who needed a sturdy armrest to support a wavering hand holding its third tumbler of whisky. Times have changed, and as the European empires fell, so too did the overt sexism of furniture. And yet, there remains a tiny chink where we attribute a gender to a piece of furniture based on its appearance. A sofa might have feminine curves or a masculine leather covering. And so the stereotyping lives on. And that would probably make a planter, settling back in his chair, very happy indeed.
We used to have one of those. Perfect for your third tumbler of whiskey is entirely right, Colin Bissett. Colin's Iconics, you'll find them all on our website. They are a superb compilation.